Where were you 20 years ago in 2004, people? I know Tom and his wife had just welcomed their firstborn, Fionn, into the world. And Fionn is working on the Insanely Good Stand here at Bloom this weekend. John was studying physiotherapy, of all things, not growing oats. And Felix had just moved to London to learn English, where he met his wife, Simona, working at a pretzel counter in Selfridges. There's another story we're going to have to get you back to tell some other day. But 20 years ago, a young man called Declan O'Rourke was in a recording studio in Dublin laying down the very first track on his very first album. That album is Since Kyabram. That track is One Way Minds. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is Declan O'Rourke joining us live here in the Phoenix Park to remind us 20 years on what an insanely good song this is.
Hey girl, I've seen you looking at me. Am I the one that you want? The one you wanna set free? Oh, just follow the lines and you can go anywhere with two one-way minds. Oh, cause you can go anywhere with two one-way minds. Whoa, just follow the lines and you can go anywhere with two one-way minds. Whoa.
There is no way that song is 20 years old. Chat with Declan O'Rourke in a little while. Right now, I want to take an ad break.
Email countrywide at rte.ie.
Declan O'Rourke, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Philip. What a fine morning to be
Isn't
up early
gorgeous?
And on. The...
Speaking of places that ended up inspiring careers, lives, and gardens, the album that we're reflecting on now, 20 years on, is about a landscape that had a pretty important intervention in your life.
That's right. We were visiting when I was living in Australia as a much younger being, 13 years of age. On my birthday, actually, we were visiting a town called Kyabram as a family, stayed there for the weekend. And while we were there, we were staying in a house with some other people and there was a couple of guitars lying around. And I snuck away and got one of them at some stage.
Had you ever picked up one before?
I'd had them as a child, but nobody ever showed me what to do. You know, it was I'd just break the strings and that was it. It'd be gone, you know. But this particular day, anyway, whoever owned the guitar, it was a man called David. And he saw me do it through, like, the crack of an open door. And I was like, oh, God, you know. He walked on. And the next day we were leaving and we were just getting in the car and he followed me out and he said, I think this belongs to you.
And that's where it started.
That's where it started. And he showed me two chords before I left.
Brilliant.
And
brilliant.
That was, yeah.
Why revisit this album now? Is it out of affection for the music or did you feel the need to tinker and meddle and do something different with it?
Oh, it's absolute affection. And you know, what's the point in rushing through life if we don't stop and appreciate the nice things that have happened? And I have such nostalgia, not only for the album, but that the time in my life right then when it happened and everything I was part of.
Are you trying to relive your youth?
No, not at all. But is it gone? But I also was sitting on the master tapes for years and I wasn't sure what was in there. And given, I suppose, the significance of the number coming up, I said, you know what, I have to have a look in there. And I was astounded at what there was.
But there was a whole load of chats between
lots
tapes.
Lots of chats between the musicians because we recorded it live. It was made in 5 days. And it was, you know, I had no concept at that time. Okay. That this
are you going to do anything with those chats?
Oh, yeah.
Was it an entirely comfortable experience revisiting the 20-year younger version of yourself?
It really was, yeah. It's just it's just for me personally, I just loved looking at it from afar and saying, how did this happen, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's so many funny and lovely moments captured, you know.
But there was obviously some kind of special alchemy going on in the studio
I
at
think
that
so.
Time. And when you listen back to it, are you able to identify what happened? Can you bottle it? Can you sell it? Is there a formula? Actually, is there an algorithm?
Well, it became the yardstick for me. Not the yardstick only, but the template of how to do it. And it was almost accidental at the time. Not accidental. I realised, looking back in the past, I thought I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew more than I thought, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely, refreshing thing to look back and say, I can learn from my younger self, you know, and actually the innocence of that was very powerful, I think. And that's youth in many ways, isn't it?
Start tuning up there, will you?
Yeah.
Tell me, before we get into the next song, that line, the refrain from One Way Minds, what inspired that? Where did you get that line from?
You can go anywhere with two one-way minds, is that it? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I should have made sure that you were going to have a better answer to that question before I asked it. So let me just remind our listeners that you're, because I would obviously might not get anywhere asking you where your gigs are. So I'll tell people where your gigs are while you tune up. Munro's in Galway is part of the Galway Folk Festival on Wednesday, the 5th of June. Tickets available for your live dates in Cork Opera House. October, though, October 19th.
These are the three you're mentioning now are specifically around the Kai Abram whole thing and the re-release, which is,
Vicar Street, October 27th, and Belfast on November 10th as well.
Indeed.
Revisiting this brilliant album, lovely album, 20 years on. You're going to play us out with Galileo.
I'm very lucky, yes. Thank you so much, Philip.
No, thank you very much, Declan. And good morning from the Phoenix Park.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heavens, who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying days, he looked up high and often sighed and thanked the guy who puts the rainbow in the sky, who lights the stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine, someone like you and made them. Someone like you and made them.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.